Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia, a key ally of the Syrian government, said the Aleppo evacuation is complete, but the Syrian opposition leaders say there are still tens of thousands remaining in once rebel-held neighborhoods and accuse Iranian militias and Hezbollah executing several men in the last convoy to leave the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused the Syrian government of carrying out nothing short of a massacre in Aleppo. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin has urged all sides to agree on a nationwide ceasefire. Speaking at his final news conference of the year late Friday, President Obama stressed that Americans cannot let themselves be affected by Russia.
This is part of what I meant when I said that we've got to think about what's happening to our political culture here. The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms. They don't innovate, but they can impact us if we lose track of who we are. They can impact us if we abandon our values.
President Obama said he spoke with President Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the U.S. Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. U.S. intelligence community has said that Russia hacked the Democratic Party during the presidential race to favor Republican candidate Donald Trump over the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Trump has disputed that, saying he won fairly. Russian hacking allegations dominated questions during the nearly 90-minute news conference. This is VOA News.